Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This programme, narrated by Frank Rodham, looks at the illustrious career of director Nick Rogue. I hope you enjoy the show.
Nicholas Jack Rogue was born in London in August 1928. At the age of 19, he became a tea boy at Marylebone Film Studios, across the road from his parents' home in St. John's Wood. His father was a Dutch aristocrat and had lost money on investments in South Africa. Nick spent the next 20 years working his way up the rungs of the film industry, first as a clapper loader, then camera operator, to finally become a cinematographer. Here's Dimitri Tomkin's theme from The Sundowners, on which he was camera operator. His break came when David Lean hired him as a second unit cinematographer on Lawrence of Arabia. Lean was so impressed with his work that he hired him as principal cinematographer on his next film, Dr. Zhivago. Here's Maurice Jarre's main theme from Lawrence of Arabia. We'll be right back. Unfortunately, Lean's and Rogue's visions clashed, and Rogue was fired. But word was spreading about his talents, and Roger Corman, Francois Truffaut, John Schlesinger, and Richard Lester all subsequently hired him. First, Roger Corman hired him for The Mask of the Red Death, starring Vincent Price. Then Truffaut used him on Fahrenheit 451. Here's part of Bernard Herrmann's magical suite from Fahrenheit 451. Next up was John Schlesinger's Far From the Madding Crowd, followed by Richard Lester's Petulia with George C. Scott and Julie Christie. Here's John Barry's theme from Petulia.
Thank you.
The success and critical acclaim these films garnered gave Rogue a reputation as a first-rate cinematographer. And it was an easy step to become a co-director himself. He started in 1968 with Performance. He picked Mick Jagger to play his lead character, a faded rock star, and cast James Fox opposite him as a London gangster seeking a hideout. Warner Brothers were expecting a simple star vehicle for Jagger, but delayed its release for 2 years once they'd seen Rogue's multi-layered film of sex, violence, and identity. However, it became an instant classic, and Nick Rogue, the director, had arrived. Here's Mick Jagger singing Memma from Turner.
San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as you washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You a lashing, smashing hunger man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the next great, great executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the great, great man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. Laughing. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your beast. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me.
Performance remains an iconic look at London in the 60s, a heady mix of drugs, rock and roll, and gangsters. Rogue's fragmented way of editing was given full rein as Jagger's character morphs into that of Fox's. It was co-directed and written by Donald Cammell. But Rogue's first work as a lone director was made in Australia in 1970. Walkabout was the story of a teenage girl played by Jenny Agata and her brother played by Rogue's son Luke, who were stranded in the outback when their father commits suicide. It was praised by the critics, but was not a commercial success. The film featured a great John Barry score. Here's the main title theme. Rogue followed this with Don't Look Now, based on a Daphne du Maurier story concerning a couple's mournful trip to Venice after losing their daughter in an accident. It was essentially a horror film and starred Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland as the couple. Rogue set a high standard for himself with this, and it was not only a critical success, but a commercial one as well, a rare commodity. Pino Donaggio provided the music. Here's part of Suite Number 1. His next two films featured two more rock stars as actors. The Man Who Fell to Earth in 1976 with David Bowie and Bad Timing in 1980 with Art Garfunkel. Never was Rogue's disjointed narrative style so evident as in The Man Who Fell to Earth. David Bowie gave a good performance as the humanoid alien out to save his planet from extinction many light years from Earth. And the film still looks good. It was Bowie's first acting role, and he admitted later that he felt alienated whilst the filming took place. Probably what Rogue was looking for in his performance. Rogue and Teresa Russell fell in love during the filming of Bad Timing, the story of a disastrous love affair in Vienna. Again, Rogue was able to extract a good performance from his rock star lead, this time Art Garfunkel from the singing duo Simon and Garfunkel. The film jumps around in time repeatedly, but to good effect. It marked a decade of groundbreaking work from Rogue, which had begun with performance. Here's Thelonious Monk playing All Alone.
Thank you.
Rogue's first film in the 80s was Eureka, based on the story of Sir Harry Oakes, a gold prospector turned entrepreneur set in the early 1900s. It had a stellar cast, Gene Hackman, Rogue's wife Therese Russell, Rutger Hauer, fresh from shooting Blade Runner, Mickey Rourke and Joe Pesci. Interesting story about how a man's success brings only unhappiness. Unfortunately, United Artists delayed release due to its apparent uncommerciality, and it remains a curiosity in Rogue's work. Next came Insignificance in 1985, based on Terry Johnson's successful stage play about four 50s icons who meet in the same hotel room. This is When Your Heart Runs Out of Time by Will Jennings.
I came by this morning. Your friend said you'd move on, gone without a warning. Oh, it leaves her needing me. When your heart runs out of time, when you're up against the night, I can help you stand alone in the dying of the light. When your heart runs out of time, I will never let you go. I can help you dream again in a world you want to know.
Castaway followed the next year, starring Oliver Reed and Amanda Donahoe, about a man who advertises in a London paper for a girl to spend a year with him on a desert island. It was offered to Kate Bush, but she was put off by the sexual elements of the script, so she provided a song instead.
So
That was Kate Bush singing Be Kind to My Mistakes from Castaway. Track 29 came in 1988 with Gary Holdman. Then The Witches in 1990, based on a Roald Dahl book starring Angelica Houston and Maya Zettling. Rogue ran into distribution problems again, and the film was shelved for a year. Many changes had been made to the original book to make it more palatable to a younger audience, changes that infuriated Roald Dahl, so much so that he never approved another adaptation in his lifetime. Rogue continued his long-standing collaboration with Stanley Myers on this picture, one that had begun with Eureka, and they went on to make seven films together. Here's part of Stanley Myers' music. It was time for another Rogue mindbender, and Cold Heaven provided just that. Again starring a superb Teresa Russell, it told the complex story of an adulterous woman's faith after losing her husband. Cue distribution problems. It was delayed for 2 years when MCEG filed for bankruptcy and was bought by Hemdale. It was about this time that Rogue began working in TV and made just two more movies. Two Deaths in 1995, a war drama, and Puffball in 2007, a supernatural horror film, as well as three TV movies, Sweetbird of Youth, Heart of Darkness, and Full Body Massage. Perhaps it was the relentless distribution problems that Rogue kept having with his films that drove him towards TV work. Puffball, made when he was 70, proved to be his final feature. Here's several noteworthy quotes from him. I can't think how anyone can become a director without learning the craft of cinematography. I was very glad later, when I was directing, that I wasn't in the hands of a cinematographer and hoping that he would do it well. I would know what he was doing and we could discuss how the scene would look. It was just lucky that I didn't go to film school and learned all this on the floor. And another quote. It fascinates me that film has become a university subject. I can't believe it. And finally, God laughs at people who make plans. If one does too much planning, you're not going to see the gold beneath your feet. The brilliant Nick Rogue, through learning his craft by experience alone, has become one of the most influential modern filmmakers, and his body of work will stand the test of time, for sure.
passed upon the stair. We spoke of was and when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Searched for form and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone.